Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 18th installment. And the 18th installment is going to have two surahs. Again, towards the end, we're getting into the longer surahs of this particular Juz Amma. Suratul Inshikak is the 84th. And the 83rd is Suratul Mutaffifin. It's on page, starts on page 160, and we'll be going to page 177, inshallah. Start with the Fatiha. I'll recite the surah to the best of my abilities, and then we'll read what CD writes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم Suratul Inshikak. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Inna Samaa Unshikat. وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك لدي إنك الكادي إلى ربك قدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيميني فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويغلى سعيرا إنه كان في أكله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحورا بل لا إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا استشرق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون. There's a place of prostration in the surah. Bismillah. Balilladhi nafaru yukadhibun. Allahu a'lamu bima yu'un. Fabashirhum bi'adabin alim. Illa ladhina amanu wa amilu salihati lahum. Ajrun ghayru mamnun. This surah was revealed in Makkah and consists of 25 verses in which Allah says, "Idh as-samaa'u inshaqqat," when the heaven is split apart. Its gates are rent open for the descent of angels in thick clouds, and it is rent and folded like the scrolls of a book. Wa'adinat li rabbiha, and hearkens to the command of its Lord. It hears the command and it obeys and it yields to his power when his will becomes attached to its splitting, so it does not put forth any struggle, wahukat, as it must do, and so is done. It obviously must listen and obey the order of its Lord, for it is created for him. Wa'idhal ardu muddat, and when the earth is flattened out, it becomes flat, and even as its mountains are crushed to dust until it becomes like a smooth and level scroll. Wa'alqat ma fiha, and casts out what is within it. It expels what laid hidden within it, such as dead bodies and treasures, as he also said in Quran 99:2. Wa'tahalat, and becomes empty. So there remains nothing left in its interior, just as a pregnant woman releases what is in her womb. This points to the gravity of that event. Wa'adinat li rabbiha wahukat, and hearkens to the command of its Lord, as it must do, and so does. As it does in 84. Oh. It listened to the command of Allah to expel all that lies within it, and it obviously must do so. And know, my beloved, that the heaven is the heaven of spirits, which cracks in the darkness of forms like the crack of dawn in the darkness of the night. So the darkness of forms becomes concealed in the light of the world of spirits. And in that moment, the realities of things appear as they truly are in pre-eternity. So the newly contingent vanishes and the eternally present remains. And if Allah wills to do away with the creation, he merely has to cast on the heavens and the earth the weights of the awe of his immensity and greatness. So the heaven is rent asunder and the earth becomes flat and bare as an effect of the manifestation, the tajalli, of his immensity and his greatness. And they must rift asunder under the weights of the subjugating force of his power, and they are both obedient to their Lord. And how can they not both be surrendered when they are like an atom in the grip of his force and majesty? Have you not heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The whole order of creation is smaller than a mustard seed, figuratively speaking, in the right hand of the All-Merciful." Similarly, he reveals to the heaven of the spirits of the Gnostics and the earth of the hearts of the lovers in the quality of his immensity and greatness. So the spirits are split and the hearts are quaked from the light of his awesomeness shining upon them. With this quality, he qualified the hearts of those brought near during the speech of awe. For there is the speech of command and the speech of awe and power. And Allah says, until when terror is removed from their hearts, 34:23, after hearing the speech of command as it falls on the human forms. So they are either obedient or disobedient. As for the speech of awe and power, it subjugates anything and anyone that hears it. And this is the speech Allah speaks of in these verses. So when the sky is rent asunder, and it yields to the decrees of lordship by striving and spiritual discipline, and casts away the filthy things and shame that it carries and becomes free of them, and listens in truth to the call of its Lord in the commands relating to servitude and worship, because in that is its honor and glory by virtue of what it contains, such as secrets and lights and knowledges, which cannot be defined by speech or confined in allusions. Then Allah moves on to encourage taking up the path, which leads to this tremendous secret, and he says, Ya yuhala sanu nakaka khatidun illa rabbika hadan famulaki. O you human, you are toiling and toiling or toward your Lord, and you shall meet him. You are striving in sincere earnest when walking towards your Lord, because the time flies quickly, and every moment you lose a portion of your short life. So you, the believer, are proceeding quickly in toil and hardship till the end of your earthly life. And afterwards, you will acquire your bliss and eternal ease. And I say, if his toil is in seeking his Lord, then after his death, he is perpetually connected and goes to ease and sweet satisfaction and gardens of bliss. And if he toils in seeking the wide-eyed maidens and castles, then he is given good news of ongoing happiness. Although his spirit might attach to and connect with what he wishes for, and thus he falls short of perfection. And if he toils for this world while accomplishing his religious duties, then he goes to ease from his weariness. And if he seeks egoistic gratifications and lower desires, while being deficient in fulfilling the right of Allah over him, then he goes from hardship to hardship. May Allah protect us. And know that all of your dealings with your Lord will be plainly shown to you in the exposition of the judgment. So take good care that you do nothing to embarrass you before him on that day. And come to Allah with a sound heart, Quran 37:84. And then Allah described the different fates and ends which the servants will meet after passing on from this world and standing for the account. So he said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, and he who is given his record in his right hand. It is the record of his deeds. For this person, he will go through an easy accounting, and he will be rewarded for his good deeds, while his bad deeds will be overlooked. It's narrated in the hadith, whoever is taken to account is punished. So someone asks, then what about his saying, Asalfa yuhasabu hisaban yasira? Then he will go through an easy accounting. And he responded, whoever is questioned in the accounting is punished, meaning the questioning itself is severe. During the exposition for review and examination, Allah will say to him, did you not do this? Did you not do that? I have concealed it from the knowledge of others during your worldly life, and I will now forgive it for you. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَّا أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, and he will turn to his people rejoicing. If this is what happens with him and he passes, then he will go to the believers, his people, expressing his joy. And know that people will be in different categories during the last day. There will be those who will have no accounting or censor, and they are the Gnostics brought near, the people of annihilation in the essence. And others will be put through an easy accounting, and they are the righteous believers. And others will be severely questioned and examined, but will be saved by someone else's intercession for them. And these are the disobedient believers who committed some sins. And some will be severely examined and will remain forever in the fire, and these are the stubborn rejectors of the true doctrine of divine oneness, and the corrupting oppressors, and those who break the laws of humanity, who are far from any basic divine or human values. The enemies of love and mercy and justice who arrogate themselves above all divine messages and laws. It's they who are referred to in the words, وَأَمَّ مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. But he who is given his record behind his back, this one will have his right hand tethered to his neck, and his left hand will penetrate through his stomach to exit his back, and he will receive the record of all his bad deeds in his left hand behind his back. فَسَلْفَ يَدَعَ ثُبُورَ, and he will cry for perdition. Then he will have this end. He will cry and scream and ask to be obliterated because of his deep regret for all that his hands and limbs did, such as oppression and killing and stealing and demolishing the values of humanity, and these people number many. Ayasla Saira, and he will suffer a blazing fire. He will enter a fire to be burned in recompense for what he wrought. Innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. Truly, he went about among his people rejoicing. In this world, he was with his people, happy with the evil he did and mocking those who do good and obey the divine commands, who carry the message of Allah, the message of love and peace and mercy and justice. So in this world, he was rebellious and disobedient. He was far from the good, all the while being proud and glad of what he did, imagining he would not die and not be called to account. Innahu dhanna lana yuhur bala. Truly, he thought he would not have to return to us. No. He believed he would not return to his Maker. No, he must necessarily return to him. In Rabbahu kan nabihi basira. For his Lord was ever watchful of him. His Lord, who created him, would see him clearly, and all of his actions which deserve to be recompensed and questioned about, because no hidden thing is hidden from him. And for this reason, he must be taken to account and punished for his evil deeds and injustice to the people. Therefore know, my beloved, O human who seeks arrival, you are toiling in making your way to your Lord, in striving and wearing yourself away. So you must necessarily meet him with witnessing and beholding in the station of annihilation and going on. Therefore, whoever is given his record, which preceded him in preexistence, whoever has given his record in his right hand, because he is of the people of the right hand, and felicity, then he will undergo an easy accounting. So in this world, if he commits some acts of bad behavior, he's disciplined. And later he will return to his family and brothers in Allah with joy at his arrival and meeting with Allah, and thrilled at the proximity and connection he gained. This is for those in the middle. For the one who arrived at the complete end of arrival, he does not turn away from him to other than him. And as for the one who receives his record which preceded him in preexistence, for one who receives his record in his left hand behind his back because he was oblivious to the divine oneness and put Allah behind his back, then he will call to perish right then and there. For once he sees what is in store for him, he will wish he was nothing. He will suffer in the fire of separation and of distance. He used to be vainglorious and proud among his people during his life without having anyone to harm him. And that is a sign of being led on a step-by-step to ruin. And because of this, you will not find any saint, wali, without finding one who harms him and impels him and moves him to his Lord. And this ignorant one imagines he will not return to his Lord, not in this world nor in the next. No, no, he is wrong, for Allah will resurrect him, take him to severe and exacting account over the small and the large. For Allah beholds his inward and his outward. Then Allah swore to the truth of their return to him. And so he said, Fala uqsimu bi shafaq. So I call to witness the ruddy glow of sunset. This refers to the redness seen in the horizon soon after sunset. From it comes the word for softness of the heart, shafaq. Walayli wa ma sawasak. And the night as it collects things in their homes. This is referring to how the animals and creatures go to their dwellings in the night and what the night brings with it, such as stars and planets and acts of voluntary devotion. Wa kamari idadasak. And the moon in her fullness, meaning when its light is complete on the 14th night. Latar kabuna tabakan an tabak. You shall travel from stage to stage. You shall change from state to state, each state building upon its predecessor, all sharing in severity and solemnity, such as the pangs of death, and then the grave, and then the resurrection, then the gathering, then the accounting, then the balance, then the tight bridge. It could also refer to the stages in the life of the human, beginning with a drop of seminal fluid, then the clot, then the leech-like clump, then the fetus, then birth into the world, then childhood, maturity and old age, then death, to be followed by the accounting, and ending in paradise or hell. So Allah is telling us that we will go through our states during our days until we leave this world to the abiding world, which includes the state of intercession. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So what is the matter with them that they don't believe? What has happened to them in their state of refusing to believe? And what stops them from believing when they are given all the reasons and causes for that? وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. And when the Quran is read to them, they do not fall prostrate. And they do not yield and submit and prostrate out of respect and humble gratitude. And what prevents them from doing so when they are silenced by the reading of the Quran? It's narrated that when the Prophet ﷺ was reading 96:19. He prostrated, and so did the believers with him. But the disbelievers shouted and clapped over their heads. So the following verse was revealed. Balil ladina kafaru yud kadiban ibun. But on the contrary, the unbelievers reject it. They reject the Quran, which speaks of the states of the day of rising and its terrors. Even though it is replete with reasons to believe in it, but because of their rejection, they do not submit to Allah during its recitation. Allahu alamu bima yu'un. But Allah has full knowledge of what they keep in their minds. Allah knows what thoughts and feelings occur in their hearts, such as rejection of the truth, envy, oppression, enmity, and also what actions they perform which are recorded in their records, and the kinds of punishments they set up for themselves. Fabashirhum bi'adda bin alim. So announce to them a painful punishment. Give them such awesome news which will show its effect on their skin. Lilaladina amnu amilusalihati alahum ajrun khairumamnu. Except to those who believe and work righteous deeds, for them is an unending reward, a reward which never ends and is perpetual, as a recompense for their obedience and devotion, and he blessed them with his good pleasure and enters them into his garden and abiding bliss. And know, my beloved, that Allah swore by the light of the beginning of faith and the end, and by those things included in the night of the veil. So when he swears by the sunset glow, he swears by the new light of the beginning of faith, iman, which is like the faint glow of light during sunset. And I swear by the night and what it gathers, meaning by the night of the veil and what it comprises and includes in itself, such as the worshippers, the ascetics, the righteous, the God-fearing scholars, etc., and also the moon of faith, iman, as it glows, as its light grows in amount and intensity. You, O voyagers on the way, will ride from stage to stage, meaning move from state to state until you reach the sun of direct beholding. The first of the states, ahwal, is the state of repentance. Then the state of vigilance and awakening to the truth. Then the state of struggle in breaking the habits and norms of the ego self. Then the state of watching, muraqabah. Then the state of entrance into the divine presence. Then the state of contemplative witnessing, mushahada. And then the state of direct beholding and eye-witnessing, u'ayyana. Then the state of continual ascension to what has no end. So what is the matter with the people of denial, that they refuse to believe in this way or in walking this way? And if the Quran, which directs to this way of life, is recited to them, they do not yield in submission to it, nor do they reflect on it as they should. Indeed, those who deny the way of the elect deny it, while Allah is fully aware of the shame and sickness and denial they conceal in their consciences and hearts. So announce to them the penalty of distance and separation and falling under the thick veil, except to those who believe in the truth of the way of the elect, and walk it with them. They will have their reward, which is the abiding station, the maqam of witnessing, without end and without fail. The lights and the secrets and unveilings will come to them one following the other, all pure bestowals from Allah. We ask Him Most High to bless us with His grace, keep us in His love, and grant us His contentment, for He hears and responds to everything. Amen. This is Surat al-Mutaffifin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wailul lil-mutaffifin. Ladhina idha qtalu lan-nasi yastawfun. Wa idha kanu وَإِذَا كَالُّهُمْ أَلْوَزَنُهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ the Almina Vim Yaumaya Kumuna Sulirambira Halamin Kalahina Katabar Humjarila Fisajin Wama Adrakama Sijin Kitabum Markum Wailul Yawma Idhilil Mukadibin Alladhina Yukadibuna Biyawmiddin Wama Yukadibu Bihi Illa Kullu Muqtadin Athim Idha tutla alayhi ayatuna qala asatirul awwalin Kala bal rana la kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun Kala innahum al-rabbihim yawma idhillama Junbun Thumma innahum lasalul jahim Thumma yukalu hadalladhi kuntum bihi tukadibun Kalla inna kitaba al-abrari lafilliyin وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَّرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ الملائكة ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مكتوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسدين عيبا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يَدْهَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ غَافِلِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون صدق الله العظيم This surah was revealed in Makkah and consists of 36 verses in which he says, Wailuli matafilin fifin, woe to those that deal in fraud. While is the painful, severe torment. And he is speaking here of those fraudulent dealers who give less than what they are paid for and are deficient in returning the people their rights when they weigh and measure. Aside from this outward meaning, it can further mean those who, when they consider their merits compared to others, see themselves superior to others in knowledge and action, thinking they have greater merit than others in their arrogant haughtiness and ostentation. Aladina ida talu al nasi astaufun, wa ida kaluhum al wazanuhum yokasirun. Those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, exact full measure, but when they have to give by measure or weight to men, give less than due. In either case, they do not observe the application of justice because of their blemished, sullied souls and their love of superiority over others, as Allah says, those who love to be praised for what they do not do. Quran 33:188. Do these not think that they will be resurrected and gathered for judgment? Or do these people who are characterized with the most obscene kind of injustice not think that they will be resurrected? No, they do not believe so. They present to others virtues which in reality they don't have, and hide from others the filthiness which they do have because their outward and inward are flipped upon themselves. And so on that day, he will be put to shame and will taste the gravity of his injustice and vice. The Yaumin Adim, Yaum Yakuna Sulirabil Almin. On a tremendous day, that day in which people will rise again for the Lord of the worlds, they will all be marshaled before him, and none of them will be out of his sight. Kalla inna kitab al fujari lafi sijin. No, indeed, the record of the profligate sinners are kept in sijin, the dungeon. It is a record of those wicked sinners who perpetrated the obscene injustices mentioned above, who abandoned the principles of justice and agreed upon by the law and the intellect. Sijin refers to a level of existence whose inhabitants are imprisoned in it. It's a very tight and a very dark place, and they slide on their bellies like turtles and snakes in humiliation and dishonor, cast in the lower levels of existence and inscribed in the record of the most vile of creatures. And it's explained further in his words, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينٌ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. And what will we explain to you what sijin is? There is a register fully inscribed, meaning that's the place where records of their deeds are kept and where they will end up themselves. Woe then on the day to those who reject the truth, who reject the day of judgment and recompense, and none denies it except the transgressor and the sinner. No one denies the reality of that day except the profligate transgressor of divinely set limits, to the point that he sees Allah as too weak to resurrect him back to life after his death. He acquires sin after sin and falls headlong into gratifications of his vile, evanescent desires, so that he is blocked from considering the abiding enjoyment of the hereafter, causing him to deny its reality. Idha tutla alayhi ayatuna qala asatirul awalin. If our ayat are recited to him, he merely says fables of the ancient. He imputes falsehood to the revelation of Allah, mocking it and denigrating its status to ancient fables. Kala bal Ranna ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. No, rather what they do cause their hearts to rust over. The word kala, no, is a denial of their lives and disbelief. This verse explains what caused them to utter such a great falsehood, meaning he is saying that none of our signs, is there anything which would merit its being among the ancient fables? Instead, because their hearts are rusted over, due to the evil crimes they do, they were prevented from knowing the truth. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, whenever the slave commits a sin, a black dot forms on his heart, until his heart becomes covered with blackness. Kalla innahum rabihim yawma idhil mahjubun. No, they are veiled from their Lord. When their hearts become rusted in this life, they are veiled from having vision in the next life. In contrast to the believers, when the mirrors of the hearts become cleansed, until they come to recognize the real, the al-haq, in everything, then in the next life, he will unveil to them his noble countenance. And in this ayah, there is proof that Allah will be seen on the day of rising. And as a consequence of their disbelief and covering up the truth, the disbelievers will not be able to see Allah when he reveals himself. أَثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ يَسَّلَ لَجَهِيمٍ. Then they will enter the burning fire, meaning they will be placed in the fire of hell. For the fire of hell is more severe than being deprived of the vision and humiliated. Athumma yakalu adalladhi kuntum bihi tukadibun. Then it will be said, this is what you previously denied. So taste now the consequence of your disbelief, and know that fraudulent dealings can also apply to actions and states in addition to wealth and property. So in regard to actions, it's that you not attempt to perfect them in fulfillment of all of their conditions, and know that the ritual prayer, the salat, is a balance. So whoever completes it due, his due is completed. And whoever shortchanges himself in it, then you know what Allah has said about those who deal in fraud. So those who are deficient in performance of and presence in their actions, then he is considered fraudulent in it. And as for the states, being fraudulent in them involves not purifying the intentions behind them, so that they lack sincerity, and being out of the way established by the law, the Sharia, in regards to them. So in the beginning of this surah, Allah indicates that those who are deficient in their obedience and devotion, while requesting complete mercy and favor, who demand full payment of their provision from him, while shortchanging him in their obedience to him, that deficiency is only their loss, and it's the clear and manifest loss. Do these not believe that they will be gathered on a mighty, terrible day? No. No. And because they do not, their actions and states and beliefs are corrupt. And on that day, the honor of the strivers and the sublimity of the Gnostics will be made apparent for all to see. Kalla, no. He warns and he censures the deficient one to stay away from being deficient, so that he not end up in the path of the sinners. By the record of the sinners, he is referring to the pre-eternal decree and record of their wretchedness before their coming into full being. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, the felicitous is such even while he is in his mother's womb, and the wretched is such even in his mother's womb. And Sijin is that place which houses the inscribed records of the sinners. Woe to those who reject the truth and those who call to the truth, who deny the reality of the day of recompense. And they are none other than the people of ego selves who rush wholeheartedly to this lower world. None other than they who transgress all common decency and are deprived of unveiling and tasting, deny the reality of that day. If they are reminded of our signs which indicate our reality, they merely impute that to false fairy tales of the ancients, and therefore turn away from those who call to the real, al-haq, all because of the rust that has formed over their hearts. When their hearts become firmly rusted, covered with layers of their egoistic desires and gratifications, then they are veiled and deprived of witnessing the real in this world, save for a few moments. And just as they are veiled in this world from realization of His oneness, they are similarly veiled in the next world from beholding Him. And know that those who cover the truth are under a complete veil, so that they do not behold their Lord at all, while the believers are under a veil such that they behold their Lord certain times and are veiled from Him other times. However, the Gnostics behold their Lord in all moments, for there's no veil veiling them from Allah, and know that becoming engrossed in and directing your energies toward this world forms a veil over the servant, preventing his meeting with his Lord. And precisely in that state of being veiled is where the fire of hell is set loose. For it is not let loose except on those who are veiled from their Lord. And that is why he follows the mention of the veil with the punishment and the torment of the hellfire, when he says they will be veiled from their Lord on that day, and then they will enter the fire. And the pain of the veil is sufficient in itself without the raging fire. So how would it be if it was added to the punishment of the raging fire? For this reason, whoever cleanses his heart from the rust of egoistic passions and washes it with invocation and reflective meditation, then the lights of witnessing and the secrets of the presence will shine and appear before him until he beholds the real, Most High, in this world and the next. Such a one will be among those brought near in a sublime station, whereas those who remain imprisoned in the gratifications of their ego will have their hearts surrounded by a thick, heavy rust, and they will remain veiled in this world and the next. And know that the types of rust which veil the heart are six: the rust of kufr, rejection and covering of the truth; the rust of rebellious disobedience; the rust of lower desires; the rust of heedless forgetfulness; the rust of the sweetness of acts of obedience; the rust of the beauty of the creatures in themselves. So when he is cleansed of all of these, he is transported to the station of eyewitnessing. And there is no means to the complete removal of rust except the companionship of a perfect Gnostic sheikh. Allah says, Kalla, inna kitab al-abrari lafiliyun, wa ma adraka ma illiyun kitabu markum. No, indeed the record of the righteous is in illiyun, and what will make you understand what illiyun is, it's the register fully inscribed. Inscribed by Allah, who recorded their pre-eternal felicity and their perpetual sainthood, wilaya. That record is with Him, and none finds mention in it save those brought near, those who are addressed and spoken to by Him, and who are shown the realities. This register is inscribed with all the good and bad that occurs at your hands, and it is related to the divine decree of destiny, and there is nothing to contend his encompassing will, nor do any have the power to change it. So he is outwardly excused, but unexcused in reality. This refers to the generality of the people. As for the elect saints, the people of divine realities, Allah has inscribed every detail about everything he originated, and no one has access to that record except those brought near. So they are the whole, are the noble ones given permission to behold these records. So whosever record they look at, they know what he has of saintliness or enmity, and he can inform him of it. And this is the reality of perspicacity, farasa. The same knowledge on this record is also inscribed on the hearts of the people, including the knowledge of what he decreed for them, whether felicity or wretchedness. And this inscription is hidden in the secrets of the slaves and made apparent on their forms. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Everyone is facilitated and directed towards that which is decreed for them." To conclude, this inscribed register contains all that is decreed in regards to its owner. So if it is placed in the high place, Iliyun, then this is an illusion that its owner is one of the people of felicity. And if it is placed in the low dungeon, Sijin, it is an indication that its owner is one of the wretched. And each one has their final place with their record. Yashhadul Mukarrabun, those brought near witness that record. They witness it through the knowledges gained by their meditative reflections and the unveilings which appear before their secrets. And they speak of what is written there when they are overwhelmed by a state or engulfed in the divine bestowals or attracted to such, thereby withdrawn from their own control. And these are the ones referred to in the narration. In the previous communities before you, there were those who were spoken to. And in my community is Umar, radiallahu anhu. Translator's note. This does not mean that this distinction is exclusive to Sayyidina Umar, but only to the fact that it is perfected in him. Those brought near Mukarrabun refer to the people of annihilation and subsistence. Then he said, "Inna abrara lafi na'im, ala ara'iki anburun tarifu fi wujuhihim nadratu na'im." Indeed, the righteous are in a state of ecstatic bliss upon raised couches looking out, and you will recognize in their faces the radiance of bliss. And they are in the experience of the sweet taste of devotion and the sweetness of intimate conversation upon the raised couches of their stations, beholding what Allah is doing with them. They look upon the gardens and the paradises of the spirit and the secret and the heart, and for every one of them there is a unique garden in direct tasting, balk. The radiant mark of bliss is apparent on their faces, and that joy and radiance is the result of the love, closeness they are experiencing. And the intended meaning of righteous could be those who walk the way. And for this reason, he said, "Yuskauna mirahikum rahikim maktum." They are given to drink from pure wine, sealed. The wine of eternal love, pure of any impurities of base desires, sealed in the hearts of the Gnostics. And the cups of this drink are the hearts of the pure ones and saints. Khaitamuhu misk. Who seal his musk. It's the love of the real, al-haq, and no one can drink from these sealed cups except the truthful seekers on the way to Allah. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَالْيَتَنَافَّسِينَ مُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in this let those aspire who have aspirations. So whoever misses a portion of this wine is the one deprived indeed, divesting oneself of the vile character traits and traveling with one's aspirations, himma, in the spiritual dominions, al-malakut, and keeping an ongoing connection in intimate commerce, are the ways to aspire for this drink. Wamizazuhu min tasnim. With it will be given a mixture from tasnim. Tasnim is the pure spring of the ocean of divine oneness in which the Qutb ibn Mashish referred to when he said, "And drown me in the sea of oneness." And Allah explained it as, "Aina yashrabu bihi maqrabun," a spring from which those brought near will drink. So those brought near will be the only ones who will drink from it in this life and the next. For the one who carries the load of the attributes is not like the one who is empowered to witness the essence. And those brought near are only the only ones who drink from it because of their carrying the load of both the essence and the attributes. For they purified their love from everything other than Allah, removing from it the stains of egoistic passion, and because of this, their drink in the abode of eternity is pure. And in this should people truly compete, for the righteous ones compete in attaining the blessings, while those brought near compete in attaining the giver of blessings. And the righteous ones compete in the blessings of the bodies, while those brought near compete in the blessings of the spirits. And the good pleasure from Allah is greater, and that is the greatest triumph. May Allah make us among those who compete in Him and in witnessing Him. Ameen. Then he addressed the enemies of those brought near, so he said, إِنَّ لَدِينَ أَزْرَمُوا كَنَا مِنَ لَدِينَ آمَنُوا يَلْقَقُونَ وَإِذَّا مَرُوا بِهِمْ يَلْغَنَزُونَ وَإِذَّا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَّا أَخْلِهِمُ الْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِمْ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّهَا أُولَى نَدَالُونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا أَيْدِهِمْ حَافِذِينَ فاليوم الذين آمنوا من كفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثويب كفار ما كانوا يفعلون. Those in sin used to laugh at those who believed, and whenever they passed by them used to wink at each other in mockery, and when they returned to their own people they would return jesting, and whenever they saw them they would say, "Look, these are people truly lost," but they had not been sent as keepers over them. But on this day, the believers will laugh at the unbelievers, and on raised couches they will command a sight of all things. And will not the unbelievers have been paid back for what they did? And know what the stubborn rejectors of truth said about the weak among them who believed in divine unity is the same as what the people of heedlessness said about the invokers who connect themselves to Allah, letter by letter, in each time and place, while they were not sent to them as guardians. So when all is said and done, and all the rites are settled, and the invokers are placed with those brought near, while the heedless are placed on the other side, then they will laugh at the heedless, just as the heedless used to laugh at them in this world. And we ask Him Most High to keep us in His protection and grant us His pleasure. For He is all hearing and He is all responding. Amin. 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 A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Deen. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.